This is Lori Sonkin with WRFI Community Radio News. My guest this evening is Todd Sadler. Todd took part in the sit-in in Congressman Tom Reed's Ithaca office last week. Tonight we're going to talk about his experience. Welcome to the program, Todd Sadler.
Thank you. Hello, Ithaca.
So for people who might have been out of town last week or were preoccupied, several Ithaca residents went to Congressman Tom Reed's Ithaca office in the Gateway Commons building beginning last Tuesday, February 14th. They wanted to meet with Congressman Reed. They met with his staff, but they wanted an in-person meeting or a Skype meeting, and they ended up spending three nights sleeping in Reed's office. On Wednesday, February 15th, I had a chance to stop by Reed's office, and I spoke with Ellen Grady. Here's what she had to say about what the Ithaca residents wanted to convey to Congressman Reed.
My name's Ellen Grady, and I've been part of the group that came here yesterday to ask Congressman Reed to share our concerns and our total outrage that he is supporting the Trump administration and all of the policies that are happening. And one of our requests coming here was to ask him to meet with us and to have a dialogue with us. So specifically, the group wants Congressman Reed to speak out against Trump's unconstitutional executive order banning people and refugees from seven Muslim-majority countries, acknowledge U.S. war-making as the driver of today's refugee crisis, and vote against any legislation that would support such a ban. Two, vote for the Protection American Families Act to prohibit the creation of an immigration-related registry program that classifies people on the basis of religion, race, age, gender, ethnicity, national origin, nationality, or citizenship. Three, vote against any funding of or authorization of Trump's proposed border wall that scapegoats immigrants and refugees. Four, oppose the detention and deportation of our undocumented friends, family, and community members. Five, vote against repealing the Affordable Care Act. And six, speak out against the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, Keystone XL Pipeline, and other destructive fossil fuel infrastructure.
As you may know, Congressman Reed ended up showing up in his office on Friday, February 17th, around 10:30 at night. This was his first visit to Ithaca in 10 months. So, Todd Sadler, were you there when Congressman Reed showed up?
Oh, absolutely. I was totally exhausted, as many of us were, having spent 3 days in the office. But two of his staff members had been with us all day talking with us and other constituents, and it looked like they were getting ready to spend the night on the floor with us. That was Tom Hyland and Joe Semblinski, his senior policy advisor. And I said to myself, I'll be darned if those two are going to sleep on the floor in this office, and I'm not going to. So I decided to stay another night.
Were you surprised that he showed up? I mean, was there any warning?
Absolutely no warning. He definitely intentionally caught us by surprise. I was expecting a phone call at any minute that day. But I was getting ready to make my bed on the floor and go to sleep, you know, and cleaning up the cups and donuts and things when he walked in.
When I went there, it's a very small space. I mean, how many of you were sleeping there? Were you wearing your pajamas?
We were clothed at all times. there were six of us and then five of us sleeping on the floor. And, you know, we sort of rotated, but I was there both nights.
So what did you think of your conversation with Congressman Reed? How long did it last?
I think we talked about an hour and a half. And I thought it was good to talk to him. I was, you know, praying through the whole thing and very aware that he was trying to use the situation to make himself look good or prevent himself from looking bad. And, you know, we were trying to press him on a number of issues. And, you know, I said to myself, you're talking to a politician. This is what they do. And I'm just going with the spirit and accepting whatever happens.
As you may know, Tom Reed was the second congressman in New York State to endorse Donald Trump for president, and nationwide he was the seventh lawmaker in the country just for president. So he was a pretty early supporter. He at first he supported Jeb Bush, but then when he saw the election results were changing, he switched his allegiance. But I'm curious, did you get a sense that he disagrees with President Trump on anything?
He never comes out and says that, really. But my impression from talking with him and his staff members is that, yeah, they know some things are across a line. They won't say it outright, but and I think he's feeling the pressure too in that sense. And we were, of course, one of the things we were trying to do is to bring pressure to bear on this subject.
What concerns do you have, and did you get a chance to ask him directly any or express any of your concerns directly to him?
Well, you heard Ellen talking about the different issues. Basically, what we decided as we were thinking about this was that there's so many demands, we can't possibly cover them all and be, you know, exhaustive, but we would just have a sampling. Each one of us who is going to do the sit-in would pick one, and the one I picked was the Affordable Care Act, because I'm a cancer survivor, and I could say, you know, without cancer treatment, I would be dead, and without insurance, we'd be broke, and the Pope and the bishops and the majority of Americans think we should all have health care coverage. And then we also intended for each person to ask him specifically to do something. So I asked him to not vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act without also voting for the Medicare for All Act, H.R. 676.
Was he amenable? I mean, how did he respond?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I went off script and said, that's what I had to say. However, that's not really what I'm going to ask you, because from talking with, you know, his staff, I kind of knew what he was going to say to that, and he wasn't going to say, he would say, we have common ground, blah, blah, blah. And he does support many of the parts of Obamacare. At least that's what he says on his website. You know, when something comes to a vote, we'll see what he really supports. However, I went off script and said, you know, you've been my congressman for several years now. I've contacted your office about a lot of things, and I've never done a sit-in before. What I and a lot of us are really concerned about, and why there's a sit-in now, is what I call the Trumpocalypse. It's we want to ask you, if Donald Trump asks you to do something that you know is wrong, not what we say is wrong, what you know is wrong, will you promise me and yourself and your constituents that you will not do it? And of course, he said yes, and that's what we've always done. But for me, it felt important to put him on the record and be able to bring that up in future. And I think a lot of people in his district would like to do the same.
You know, the day after he met with you all on Friday night. Saturday, he was scheduled to have four town hall meetings, and none of them were in Tompkins County. And I think the closest was something like an hour and a half or 2 hours away. Anyway, I read reports. I mean, his district is quite large. It's about the size of New Jersey. It's pretty close. But he went to New Harmony, New York, and the New York Times said that there, in North Harmony, New York, Representative Tom Reed confronted what felt like interminable jeers navigating hostile questions about abortion rights, efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, and Trump's tax returns. The crowd had to leave the senior center and move out to a parking lot because there were so many people. And then the same thing happened in Asheville, New York, and Chautauqua County, where they moved out of the senior center into a parking lot, and people were chanting, we want your health care, we want your health care, meaning Reed's health care, because he has a very good policy. The federal policy is probably among the best. And then he went to Cherry Creek, about 200 people filled a VFW hall. So I'm just curious, you mentioned a second ago that you had never participated in a sit-in before. Have you been active in politics before Trump became president?
Well, I have to make two corrections. One, I have participated in a sit-in, but not in Tom Reed's office
before.
Got
it. Okay.
In Randy Kuhl's office during the Iraq War. But also, it's all very vague to me because I was so exhausted. But if I remember correctly, we showed up Tuesday morning, Valentine's Day, and we were there Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and it was late Thursday night that he came. So it was,
oh, you're right.
It might have been after midnight.
I'm wrong.
Like on the third day.
Right. You all were there for two nights, almost three nights. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that correction.
Yeah. So I have done a sit-in before.
And have you? And you have been active in politics before President Trump?
Yes. More. I occasionally support a candidate. You know, I was for Bernie. We sent him some money. I can't get that inspired to stump for a candidate that often or to do very much. But it's mostly speaking to people who are already in power and trying to bring some pressure and some conscience.
What takeaway message do you think that Reid may have had from your meeting?
I believe that from our meeting and other ones, there's a couple things. One is that he's going to pay a political price if he goes along with everything Donald Trump says and does. And secondly, it seems like the issue that even Trump supporters who, going to his town hall meetings with Trump signs are talking about is Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, that even the Trump supporters are not going to accept any monkeying around with those things.
And how did you leave things with him? I mean, did what were like the last few minutes? What did you talk about?
Well, we finished in true Catholic worker style, which is we took twice as long to do the meeting as he originally intended. And we finished with a prayer. We held hands and prayed the prayer to the Holy Spirit, which we had been repeating ourselves as we were organizing and carrying this out.
Do you think that there will be more opportunities to talk with Reid?
We'll make sure there are. I'm not sure that I personally will talk to him, but I may. Another big thing that people were demanding is that he have a town hall meeting here in Tompkins County, and I hope that he will consider that. It seemed like, looking at the videos from the other town hall meetings out west, that he enjoyed the one with us, or was a little more comfortable with us than he was out there in Trump land, because it was very raucous. So we're trying to get, Svante Myrick said we would find a venue that was suitable, and I hope it would be a facilitated town hall meeting rather than just people, you know, yelling and see who's the loudest. But yeah, I think he'll do it. He definitely seemed to be. His office said several times they're going to organize town hall meetings in the eastern end of the district, and we are putting pressure on him to have one in Tompkins County or even Ithaca so we could have a large venue so all the people who want to be there can get in.
Did he, with respect to the Affordable Care Act, I guess that he was going to take the position that we were going to have something, they weren't just going to repeal it, he was going to go for a replacement. Before he just repealed it. I mean, did you hear that? I mean, I read something like he was all for people that are staying on their parents' policies.
Yeah, so there are several parts of the Affordable Care Act that he supports, people staying on their policies, the pre-existing conditions. I can't remember them all, but they're on his website. But he has voted many, many times to repeal the Affordable Care Act already.
Like dozens of times, or yes. Maybe 50 times.
Yes, and we reminded him of that. So he says repeal and replace, but there's still not really a very concrete proposal for how to replace it. And when people, you know, so many constituents were pressing on how he's going to resolve a number of things, there was nothing that seemed like it held together, because if you repeal it and you don't provide some way for it to work financially, then you end up with something which is not going to work and is going to fail and leave people without insurance.
Did you talk at all about this Russia connection with Trump?
Our group, the Catholic Worker, didn't, but hundreds of people came through, and a lot of people had a lot to say, and I even learned some things about that issue. But yes, a lot of people are very concerned about that.
I read in the paper that Reid said that he spoke with Trump about that issue, and he came away satisfied that there are no improper connections between the president and Russia. And when Congressman Reid mentioned that to a crowd, I believe it was in Cherry Hill in Chautauqua County, the crowd responded, "Don't trust him, don't trust him."
Well, yeah, I think everybody knows, even Donald Trump supporters, that not everything he says is completely factual. So, yes, Tom Reid may be satisfied with Donald Trump's answer, but he knows that we aren't satisfied. And even some of the people who voted for Donald Trump and Tom Reid are not satisfied. and we want, you know, an investigation and some actual facts, not Donald Trump alternative facts.
Okay. Well, Todd Sadler, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.